John Ben and Manon from UK in EU and many other things, and writing a book, which I will speak to him about at some point. Just came to me, I should have asked him about that before we started the call, but you know, it's one of them. We'll all be all right in the end.
We're at that point where it's a sore point.
It's a sore point. Okay, well, then I won't ask you about it there. He's not writing a book. Capital is actually not doing the not being in capitals at the moment. There is a big summer ahead, I think, for Leeds, Anand. I think it's one which it's not quite going to be sort of club defining, but it seems to me as though if Leeds don't stay up this time out, it'll feel as though the four seasons that would be the previous two, this one, and then the one to come, would all feel like a bit of lost time, especially for this new ownership group.
Well, absolutely, particularly after last season. Like the one before the one that's just finished, when we should have gone up and we blew it in the playoffs against Southampton, and we were, I maintain, the best team in the league that year.
Yeah.
It would feel all the more painful. I was just thinking about, after you sort of got in touch yesterday, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking one of the strange things about the way I think about this, which is, you know, even I could admit that it's odds with reality, is I think Leeds being in the Premier League is the norm. So I sort of, in my head, this isn't like, oh my God, Leeds are in the Premier League.
Yeah.
This is, how do we survive? It's like Leeds are back where they belong. That always leads to a rude awakening. But I suppose, I don't know whether it's just because A, I'm delusional and stupid, or B, I just grew up at a time when Leeds were in the top league and that was that. Don't know, but there is a sort of disjuncture between how I think about this and the reality, which makes for even more pain.
No, but I think it's, I think on that point, there's a wider sort of thing with Leeds where there is this odd relationship with the top flight. In that Leeds where, you know, when you were growing up, Leeds were a dominant force in the country. Then there's obviously a bit of a lapse in the 1980s, but then Leeds win the last Football League title, as was in 1992. And then there's the run when, you know, I was about sort of 20, 21 when Leeds found themselves effectively being a big power player at the top of the Premier League as well. And it's always seemed to me to be this slightly vexed relationship between Leeds United and the top flight.
Yeah.
And I sort of get the impression Leeds maybe just aren't very good at being mid-table in the top flight. They might be good at all the other things.
Well, we were very good. I mean, we were very, very good in the 70s at finishing second.
Yeah.
In any competition you chose to think about, whether it was a cup, whether it was the league, we'd always blow it right at the end. The European Cup 75 being the obvious example. I mean, the only good bit about the Damned United, either the film or the book, is that it, at the start of it, it has the league table from 73-74, which has Leeds top and Man United bottom.